KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, girls postseason softball continued on Saturday in Class 4A girls semifinals. It was Harlan over Glenwood 1-0. Dallas Center Grimes beat Carroll 12-0, and Denison over Bishop Heland Catholic 8-7. Also in a 5A regional semifinal, it was Abraham Lincoln 8-2 winners over Thomas Jefferson, those winners advancing. Tonight now in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A, they'll hold regional finals this evening with state tournament bids on the line. In Class 1A in a regional final at Coon Rapids tonight, Exira EHK will face off against Newell Fonda. At Winterset, Corning will play Martinsdale St. Mary's, while at Hinton, Charter Oak Ute will battle Akron Westfield. In Class 2A regional finals tonight at Lewis Central High School, it'll be Trainer facing Logan Magnolia. And in a 3A regional final, Bondurant Farrar plays I-35, that game at Johnston. All those games getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight, with the winners punching their tickets to the girls' state softball championships. In high school boys baseball action from Saturday in Class 2A district play, it was Shenandoah beating Clarinda Academy 16-1. Clarinda beating Red Oak 4-2. Panorama falling to Tri-Center in a slugfest 13-11. Tri-Center wins it in 8 innings. Missouri Valley beat Boyer Valley 14-4, and Nottoway Valley edging Central Decatur 1-0. In Class 1A district play, it was Essex South Page over East Mills 4-2. Villisca beat Corning 16-6. AHST downing West Harrison in 8 innings by a score of 5-4. Also in regular season boys baseball, Sioux City East beat Lewis Central 7-2. Sergeant Bluff Luton took a pair from Abraham Lincoln 10-8 in 8 innings in the opener and 8-2 in the nightcap. Atlantic will be back in action tonight for the final time of the regular season in boys baseball. Atlantic hosting Sioux City East for a doubleheader this afternoon. And we'll have both games for you here on KJAN today. These will be the final regular season games of the year for the Trojans as they get ready for the district tournament to begin this Friday. It'll be an early start today. We're on the air at 3:45, and then the first pitch is scheduled for 4 o'clock in Game 1 this afternoon. And Game 2 will follow, and you can listen to those games live tonight here on the radio at AM 1220 or FM 101.1, also on the web at KJAN.com or on your smartphone with the free KJAN app. In Major League Baseball, Yadier Molina hit a 3-run homer in St. Louis's 4-run ninth inning as the Cards beat the Chicago Cubs 10-6 last night in the Majors' final game before the All-Star break. Alan Craig lined a tie-breaking RBI single into left field before Molina drove an 0-2 pitch from Kevin Gregg over the wall and left for his 7th home run. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Miami in 10 innings 5-2. Cincinnati over Atlanta 8-4. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Colorado over the Dodgers 3-1. Milwaukee beat Arizona 5-1. San Diego over San Francisco by a 10-1 final. In the American League, Asdrubal Cabrera hit a 2-run double to cap Cleveland's comeback in the 6th inning as the Indians charged into the All-Star break with a 6-4 win over Kansas City Sunday. That's a 3-game weekend sweep over the Royals. Cabrera's double off Tim Collins led the Indians to their 4th straight victory. At 51-44, they stayed a game and a half back of first-place Detroit in the AL Central. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota beat the New York Yankees 10-4, Detroit over Texas 5-0, Baltimore topping Toronto 7-4. It was Tampa Bay beating Houston 5-0, Oakland over Boston in 11 innings 3-2, Seattle beat the LA Angels by a 4-3 final. One interleague game saw Philadelphia beat the Chicago White Sox in 10 innings by a score of 4-3. Well, Pittsburgh pitcher Mark Melancon has been picked as a replacement for the National League All-Star team, giving the Pirates 5 players in the game for the first time since 1972. NL manager Bruce Bochy also selected Sergio Romo, his San Francisco Giants closer, as a replacement pick Sunday, along with Atlanta catcher Brian McCann. Pirates pitcher Jeff Locke, Washington Nationals right-hander Jordan Zimmerman, and Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman, all on the original NL All-Star roster, are hurt, and they'll miss Tuesday night's game at Citi Field. St. Louis closer Edward Mujica was chosen to fill in for teammate Adam Wainwright, who won last night's game with 6 innings of work. Baltimore pitcher Chris Tillman, Kansas City closer Greg Holland, and Oakland closer Grant Balfour were chosen by AL manager Jim Leland of Detroit to replace Tigers ace Justin Verlander. Seattle's Hisashi Iwakuma and Oakland's Bartolo Colon. They also started on Sunday. In other All-Star news, Atlanta Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman has a thumb injury, so he's out of the game. Matt Davidson of the Arizona Diamondbacks hit a two-run homer, and the United States beat the World Team 4-2 in the All-Stars Future game, baseball's annual showcase for its top minor league prospects. Well, the Arkansas Travelers are set to face 2005 National League Cy Young Award winner Chris Carpenter as the former St. Louis Cardinals ace makes a rehab start for the AA Springfield Cardinals. Carpenter is trying to work his way back from nerve issues that have sidelined the 38-year-old right-hander since before the start of spring training and put his career in jeopardy. St. Louis manager Mike Matheny has said that Carpenter will be limited to a pitch count in the 60s range when he starts tonight's game in Springfield against Arkansas. Carpenter gets 1 month before a decision must be made about if he'll play in the majors this season. Monday's game is set to start shortly after 7 o'clock in Springfield. Well, the Cleveland Indians say a lucky fan at Sunday's game caught not one, not two, not three, but four foul balls. That's a once-in-a-lifetime achievement, obviously. The team said Greg Van Neel, a season ticket holder, hauled in four souvenir balls during the Indians' 6-4 win over the Kansas City Royals. Van Neel said he wasn't sitting in his usual seats, but he was able to catch three balls, and that one was a pickup that he tossed to another fan. Van Neel said he planned to give the other three balls to kids who were part of his group. Van Neel posed for a picture holding three of the souvenirs for the Indians. He said he'd never caught a foul ball, and then he caught four in one day. There were 15,431 other fans at the Indians' final game before the All-Star break. It's a safe bet that nobody had quite the day that Neel had at the ball game. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Albuquerque beat Iowa in 18 innings, 5-1. Round Rock knocked off the Omaha Storm Chasers 10-3. Both Iowa and Omaha have the next few days off as part of the AAA All-Star break. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Jordan Spieth sank a par putt on the fifth playoff hole as he won a three-man playoff against Zach Johnson and David Hearn to claim the title at the John Deere Classic near the Quad Cities on the PGA Tour yesterday. The 19-year-old Spieth became the first teenager to win a PGA tournament since 1931.
I guess the plan got exceeded. I wanted to just earn my tour card for next year, this year, somehow. And now, you know, to be able to have it for a couple years, to be able to have an exemption to Augusta, I mean, to all the stuff that comes with it, be able to play in the playoffs, it hasn't hit me yet, and it will.
Well, Spieth put himself in the playoff with a miraculous shot on the final hole of regulation as he holed out from the bunker to post a birdie.
The shot on 18 was the luckiest shot I've ever hit in my life. So it was going a good 6-7 feet past. Which I guess I had that putt in the playoffs, so maybe it would have gone in. But the fact that it bounced right and hit the pin and dropped down in the cup, you know, it's just extremely fortunate. You know, about as lucky as it was getting the break on 18 where I ended up winning there. I don't know what I did to deserve those breaks, said my prayers, but it worked.
Johnson appeared headed to a second straight title, but he couldn't post enough birdies down the stretch to put it away, and then he bogeyed the final hole of regulation to give up the lead and head into the playoff. Also in golf action yesterday, Kenny Perry completed his comeback from 10 shots down after the second round as he won the U.S. Senior Open in Omaha. Perry shot a final round 63 and won his second straight senior major by 5 strokes over Fred Funk. His 64-63 finish set a tournament record for the last 36 holes. The 52-year-old Kentuckian started the final round 2 shots behind leader Michael Allen, but was in front to stay after he birdied the second and third holes, and Allen bogeyed the third. Perry won the Senior Players Championship just 2 weeks ago. Phil Mickelson birdied the first playoff hole to win the Scottish Open as Mickelson made amends on the 18th hole after bogeying it as the final hole of regulation to fall into a tie with South Africa's Brandon Grace, both of them finishing regulation at 17 under par. Mickelson clinched the victory by hitting a wedge on the par 5 18th to within tap-in distance. Grace needed to sink a long-distance putt with a big break in order to continue the playoff, but he left it to the right of the cup. Well, the first order of business at the British Open was for Ernie Els to hand over the claret jug. Els climbed out of a station wagon this morning in front of the clubhouse at Muirfield, holding the silver trophy that he won last year at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. He gave it to Royal and Ancient Chief Executive Peter Dawson, and they posed for photographs. Now it's up to the 43-year-old South African to get it back, and that doesn't figure to be easy. Els won last month in Germany. He won the last time at Muirfield, but he has this piece of history working against him. The last major champion in his 40s to successfully defend his title was old Tom Morris, and that was 151 years ago. Well, Tiger Woods is getting a late start to the British Open at Muirfield. Woods plays the opening two rounds with former British Open champ Louis Oosthuizen and former U.S. Open champ Graham McDowell. They tee off at 2:45 local time and 9:44 a.m. on Friday. That's the first time Woods has been drawn with either of them on a weekday of a major. Rory McIlroy plays with Scottish Open winner Phil Mickelson and Hideki Matsuyama of Japan. Nick Faldo, returning to Muirfield one last time, is in a group with five-time Open champ Tom Watson and Fred Couples. U.S. Open champion Justin Rose will play with defending champion Ernie Els and Brant Snedeker. In racing, Timothy Peters claimed the lead after a restart at lap 195 to win the NASCAR Truck Series race at Iowa Speedway Saturday night. That win is Peters' first of the 2013 truck season and the sixth of his career. He also became the first trucks driver to win twice at Iowa. Peters edged out 17-year-old Eric Jones for the victory by .225 seconds. Behind Jones was James Buescher in third, Ron Hornaday Jr. in fourth, and Chase Elliott, another 17-year-old, in fifth place. Pole sitter Herman Quiroa Jr., the first Mexican-born driver to win a pole in the NASCAR Truck Series, led the first 56 laps of the race before finishing 14th. Ty Dillon, who led a race-high 57 laps, ended up in 16th place. After 4 years of health scares and unemployment put his promising career in doubt, Brian Vickers kept pushing toward the finish line. He got there Sunday as the surprise winner at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He called reaching Victory Lane one of the most special events in his life. Vickers pulled into the late lead and then took off on the green-white checkered finish to win NASCAR's Sprint Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The surprise winner snapped a 75-race losing streak in the series with his third career Cup victory. Vickers drives a part-time schedule for Michael Waltrip Racing and has competed in just 8 races this season. Kyle Busch was second and Jeff Burton was third. Pole winner Brad Keselowski placed fourth and Eric Almirola placing fifth. Points leader Jimmy Johnson brushed off his 43rd place start to finish in sixth place overall. And in football news, the Denver Broncos locked up left tackle Ryan Clady by signing Peyton Manning's blindside protector to a 5-year deal worth up to $57.5 million. The Broncos and Clady have been at odds over a long-term contract for more than a year. Had he not signed by today, he would have had to play under a 1-year $9.823 million deal because of the franchise tag. Instead, Clady has a deal that guarantees him at least $33 million and should keep him in Denver through the end of Manning's playing days. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.